Blog Talk Radio. Well, Shabbat Shalom, my brothers and sisters. Shabbat Shalom, we're back again. Yes, indeed, we're back again. Back again for another episode, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Adam Yab, Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very thankful to the Most High, yes, indeed, for the opportunity to be back with you here again to speak these very precious words the Most High has granted me for the blessing of His people. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He's told me that I have some very important things for Him to do. He told me because of what I must do that, yes, indeed, I would accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, I would have His protection and His guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I can only be utmost thankful, and so should you. For the Most High has told me, my brothers and sisters, yes, indeed, He has told me that I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, that I must tell you things that men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and if they could, to destroy. The Most High has promised, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has planned. The Most High will indeed yet have the victory. I want you to consider, my brothers and sisters, that the attaining unto what indeed is the salvation of the world, the attaining unto indeed what is the salvation of the world, will not be, cannot be, according to any partial standard, nor according to any polluted standard. For every fallen device has divided the conscience of men, has been the result, my brothers and sisters, of somebody choosing to ignore or not seek to maintain fully all the Most High from the beginning has decreed. Speak concerning what is the deliverance. Isaiah 28 speaks of how Messiah and his appearing should say, the men have sworn by his name, but not in truth nor in righteousness, and the Most High by no means can be pleased. In fact, the scriptures say that because man has done this, that man might be granted an opportunity unto salvation, for a moment he must defer his anger. All my brothers and sisters, I want you to understand. For those who continue to believe the short-sighted standards of men, the unrighteous standards of men, wrought not after his spirit. Oh, I need to explain that as well. The wrath of Yah remains upon those who still trust in standards, whereby men offer the opportunity to come out from every partiality and pollution of quicksand ideology, where the more men work in it, the only deeper toward their death they fall. While man, my brothers and sisters, continues to walk after such standards as this, or trust in such standards as this, refusing to realize just how much more he needs to grow beyond the ordinary. Whatever man, my brothers and sisters, has not realized that for all he thinks he knows, there's still more to be comprehended. Whatever man, my brothers and sisters, has not realized that the greatest wisdom is not what people think, they know what they don't know. End result has only been that men have remained subject to what is still animosity. In so many ways, whenever men become prideful and such, men have trusted and still what before the Most High is considered animosity against the true nature of who he is. Think about it. If a man enjoys cancer sticks, mm-hmm. already has cirrhosis of the liver. Somebody tells him he already has emphysema, that he needs to stop smoking. He already, like I said, has cirrhosis of the liver, and somebody tells him he needs to stop drinking. And he turns around and says, okay, all I'm going to do is just stop smoking, and maybe even decides to stop drinking. And he does not realize how many other things that are necessary unto his health he must do if he is to truly reclaim health. End result, my brothers and sisters, he might still yet not quite ever be healed. Still talking about somebody, if you understand what I'm saying, my brothers and sisters, then though he may quit smoking, he still walks into and rejoices in the midst of a smoky club, if you will, an environment. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, think about it. Secondhand smoke. Yeah, secondhand smoke. Some have said it's even more deadly than a cigarette the one smokes right there in his hand. Let's understand, my brothers and sisters, the more corrupt the thing becomes, the more the deleterious it is. Well, it's time we discern, my brothers and sisters, and we stop playing games with one another. There are those who simply say, because we stop breaking 8 of the commands, it's okay to keep breaking the other 2. Or if man stops breaking even 9 of the commands, so it's still okay to break 1. But brother and sister, Most High didn't tell anybody he could disobey any of his rules. And the truth of the matter, man hasn't yet learned, truly, my brothers and sisters, if you really want to know the truth about it, not seeking to discern the commandments and the full inference of what they relate and reflecting and reveal divine conscience, man hasn't even learned how not to break the first commandment. Man hadn't even realized, for that matter, that every standard he upholds in a divided world is profanity against the holy name. Most High says he is one. How many covers not to discern his sins shall men sanction and still say it is the faith of the Most High? The Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things, no lie in it. It is a light that casts out all the darkness, reveals the light the world would obscure. Pure, perfect, complete word, my brothers and sisters, offers one choice. When did the Most High ever say the gospel was a partial word that compelled men to believe that they could walk after the rebelliousness or even the ignorance of another man and say that before the Most High, a man is still made complete? The Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things, no lie in it. Rebukes all sin. Messiah said, go forth and teach all nations everything he commands, baptizing in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. That means according to the fullness of what? All the conscience that makes the Father and his Son one. That means, my brothers and sisters, wherever man falls short of divine conscience, wherever man is tainted not to perceive the fullness of divine conscience, every illusion and short-sightedness that man upholds is nothing else but an idol, because the Most High can't call it by his name. He does not call those who are rebellious against his word or will not comprehend the fullness of his word. He does not call them his children. I want you to understand what I mean by that. Abraham was told, walk after me and be perfect, complete, pure, and following after Yah. And he said that if he did this, his children would be a blessing to all nations. Well, guess what? Man hasn't exactly hearkened to that gospel. and men not discerning just how depraved a state they already are in, have chosen to come out from a little bit of what they understand is inviolable. Has chosen to maintain, my brothers and sisters, a whole lot of lies. Messiah said, if you are my disciples, you would know the truth. The truth will set you free. That means that there's another dimension of truth in what the Most High declares in his testimony that is not common to the reasoning of man. He said, I'm from above, not from below. Wow. It means my testimony is not tainted after any of the misconceits of man. And if man does not believe that his testimony is from above, and this is the untainted testimony, unpolluted. The testimony of a brother and sister will never be destabilized after the misconceits of man. He said men would die in their sins. How about subject to some fallen standard, some misruling, misideal, some charade, some pretense that men want to call godly? Have men forgotten, my brothers and sisters, that the name of the Most High relates? When the scripture says such things as Abraham believed Yah, it means he believed Yah as he is, not as he is not, not as men have imagined him. His very name means that he is all and everything that he is, nothing that he is not. The great I am that I am. How is it, my brothers and sisters, that men have called upon his name? But as the scripture said in Isaiah 48, it says they called upon his name, but not in truth nor in righteousness. And the Most High was not pleased. I look at Romans 9:26. It said they had the law, but did not seek it by faith. It means they had the written words, but they didn't realize that the comprehension of these things is not after merely what seems right after ordinary vision. Said Messiah will not judge after what his eyes see nor what his ears hear. And in discerning after the Spirit, with the breath of his lips, with the testimony of his mouth, shall he expose and destroy every wicked, i.e. lawless, less than inspired, less than driven and wholly curious for the will of Yah. How about every standard, my brothers and sisters, that is not driven by a great love of the truth? He will expose them all as negligent and treacherous. Why? Scripture says when he does this, Scripture says unto him shall all the nations seek and his rest shall be glorious. And that means man will seek beyond all the false righteousness of men. Every false government, every false so-called denomination. And believe me, my brothers and sisters, every one of these divisions, every one of them, is a false cover that men have used not to be able to see their sins, or in the midst of others' ignorance or lack of knowledge, men have chosen not to be discerned for the multitude of aberrations they still have endorsed. What I'm saying to you, my brothers and sisters, when we look at these things and we examine these things and we understand the meaning of the scripture when Yah said that he is one, whenever we've sanctioned a multitude of divisions, we have functioned as carnal men and not as spiritual. What did the Apostle Shaul say? They called him Paul in the King James Version. He said, as long as there's strife and divisions among us, look at the third chapter of 1 Corinthians. He said, as long as there's any strife and divisions among us, we are yet functioning as carnal men, worldly men, men divided after still the false premises of this world, and not as men, my brothers and sisters, truly led by Yah. See, in his name, we all must speak the same thing. No divisions among us. If there are any levels of misopinion, a difference among us, it's because we have been treacherous against the gift of the Holy Spirit. Treacherous against the gift of Yah. Treacherous against the grace, if you will, of Yah. And that since Yah will not sanction anything perverse away from him, his grace is that he reveals his law. Let me see if I need to explain that. The pagan word for law was nomos. Latin tongues still use such a word today. Brothers and sisters, it was a word that they used for the preservation of their polytheist cultures, maintaining every aberrant and contradictive idolatrous ideal that already their divide and conquer governments had established. Pax Romana, what they call the Peace of Rome, was just simply a Roman decree that no one should find fault with any of the multitude of false gods that Rome had decreed and declared. You find the same thing today. Hey, men having no reverence for who Yah is absolutely and all that he is according to the truth of the gospel, that pure, perfect word that would expose, have exposed all the lies and truly converted men to trust Yah as he is, and I didn't say the aberrations of men. Today, my brothers and sisters, we have a society where the government talks about religious freedom. Scripture said the truth will set you free, and that's not a perverted word. He said the truth will set you free. That's not anybody's half-truth, anybody's lies. He said the truth will set you free. That's not talking about being subject to anyone who would hide from you the greater dimensions of truth. And believe me, my brothers and sisters, every divisive standard you see in the world is a result of man having resisted the Holy Spirit that teaches all things, no lie in it. They had a word for grace, my brothers and sisters, but in the hey, it has no resemblance. The pagans had a word for grace, but it had no resemblance to the ancient meaning of the word as it was understood in monotheist mind. Let me see if I can explain a couple of things to you. Like I said, that pagan word they have for law, it was a polytheist concept in pagan mind because they were going to preserve all their multitude of different gods. They used the same word, my brothers and sisters, in the dispensation of the gospel when they didn't have any other word to use. Well, there's a reason why you find scriptures talking about the law of sin and death and the law of spirit and life. Law of sin and death, my brothers and sisters, the law that seeks to preserve all man's divisions and controversies, one man against another, and a multitude of contradictions can only be aberrations and conflict unto death. Can't be a righteous representation of the Most High. He is holy. He is one. And for any man to believe otherwise is to condemn and damn himself. Consider, my brothers and sisters, the law of the Most High. What does Scripture say, for instance, when you read Isaiah 41 through 42, and the Scriptures relate that man's going to find out on the last day that what he'd been taught among the nations was not the gospel? Oh, yes, that's what the Scriptures say in Isaiah 40. Look at about 41:21 out through about 42:4. The Scripture says, Most High looked and he saw no one preaching glad tidings. Let's just say the sure whole word of Yah, giving consideration of all things he's declared. It said men didn't even realize that in so doing, they didn't even discern what righteousness is. It says, Behold my servant, my elect whom my soul delights. I put my spirit upon him. And that word for delights also raised the idea that this is one who will appease him, perform all that is his pleasure. All that is his pleasure. Behold my servant, my elect, and my soul delights. How about his righteous one? One who delights in all that is divine will, and therefore Yah delights in him. Look at those scriptures closely in Isaiah 42, my brothers and sisters. They reflect latter-day prophecy. Because it says, by this one revealing all righteousness, all the designs of the nations will be overthrown. That men recognize the way of one kingdom. Yeah, I know these kind of things your pastors don't tell you. But the scriptures actually say that when Messiah comes, he's going to expose every pastor, priest, rabbi, elder, king, president, premier. Isaiah 41 says he's going to expose all the kings as unrighteous, falling short of his glory when he reveals his exceeding glory, his exceeding wisdom. Says the same thing, my brothers and sisters, in Malachi 3, second going to the third chapter, says he's going to reprove and even rebuke and purge out of the temple all the priests who are partial in the teaching of his law, who compelled men to believe that in a multitude of pluralities it came as a result of their perversions, that somehow these are supposed to be good in the sight of the Most High and he delights in such. Messiah comes in every instant, my brothers and sisters, in these scriptures to prove foolish what men have called wisdom. Most High told me the greatest wisdom is not what people think they know, but what they don't know. But what they think they know, not giving all things consideration, has not been wisdom, has not been knowledge, has not been faith in him at all. It's time we understand the real, my brothers and sisters. It really is. Messiah didn't say go forth, teach part of the world, and call it salvation. Hey, if you're stuck in a hole, and somebody pulls out everything, you're stuck in a hole above your head, and somebody only pulls out your head. Are you saved from whatever might be lurking beneath? Are you saved from falling back into the hole? The reason why the scripture talks about baptism, it talks about a full, complete cleansing of one's being, my brothers and sisters. Baptism was actually a rite that was performed to say that all that men had believed before was still yet sin. All the men had trusted in its perversion, all form of doctrine and belief that they had upheld before, in some way, before the Most High, had been sin. He didn't, Most High never said that a tainted word, he would sanction unto his holy name, that he would confirm it. He didn't say that any contract that men have taken anything away from or added anything to, that he would sanction as viable unto his salvation. He didn't say you could change up on his word to create another set of promises, another contract, another agreement. He didn't say any of these, my brothers and sisters, in the mind of any man would he accept. In fact, the scripture said something else that most don't give full consideration. He said, this is the testimony that must be testified in all the churches, and you hardly ever hear it. He said that I am the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star. I'm talking about Revelation 22:16. And most have no clue as to what are all the inferences of that verse. Why? Because they don't know all the prophecies that are contained in the scripture about the one who's called the root and offspring of David. They don't know all the prophecies that my brothers and sisters have written concerning the one whose name or title is called the morning star. But that title, Morning Star, is also an inference to such other titles mentioned in the scriptures. Titles like Branch, Sunrise, King of the East, Righteous One like the Rising Sun, Son of Righteousness that Arises, or Rising Son of Righteousness. Titles like, my brothers and sisters, King of the Medes. The title Medes, my brothers and sisters, how many understand that that's an ancient title that existed long before the rise of Islam? The word for Medes is Mahdi. Did they tell you what the Mahdi, or the awaited one, comes to do, my brothers and sisters? Jeremiah 51st chapter, Jeremiah 51, says he comes to end Babylon, or the confusion of the world, once and for all. I said once and for all. Whoever brings it into confusion once and for all, my brothers and sisters, certainly is the Savior. But they didn't tell you, my brothers and sisters, who that one is that they call the King of the Medes. Who wore the title? Bore the title King of the East or Morning Star. They haven't told you, my brothers and sisters, who that one is that the scriptures call his anointed, even the Son of Man. They haven't told you all the prophecies about the Son of Man. When the scripture says, be watchful, always be able to stand before the Son of Man. Watchful of what? Did the scriptures say that if a whole world is blinded, that you would learn wisdom from the blind?
No.
In the book of Jacob, they called James. If you're scattered among the nations, speaking to the 12 tribes, if you're scattered among the nations, lacking wisdom, amongst the multitude of provocation, in other words, self-righteous standards established by men. And believe me, every one of these denominations you see in the world today, according to prophecy, is falling short. Every single one of them has been tainted in some way, form, or fashion. Every single one of them, my brothers and sisters, is in need of the deliverance that is the salvation of the Holy Spirit. Every single one of them is in need of the great dimension of correction. Every one of them, my brothers and sisters, is a testimony the Most High cannot call anything else but vanity. Why? Every single one of them, in so many ways, whether men are ready to accept it or not, have fallen short of the very first commandment of all. He said, He is the one, Holy One, who leads you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. So you have no other God before Him. Well, think about it. Whenever men have upheld a false concept of who Yah is, a partial concept of who He is, a polluted concept of who He is, a doctrine that still takes into itself the intrusions of the world, are preserved into the lies that men have conceived and called godly. Every single one of them is idolatry. Hard word for a lot of people to accept, I know. But Isaiah 40 says it well when he talks about the voice of him crying in the wilderness. It says, comfort ye, O my people. Repent ye, O my people. Hey, the kingdom of Yah is at hand, not just the kingdom, but the king. And the king, my brothers and sisters, is going to reprove every other king that did not hold steadfast or teach perfectly his word. We say, go forth and teach all nations everything. That meant all the rulers were to teach everything if they were to be counted viable and not counted sin. Yes, when he said all power, how about all sovereignty and rule has been given from on high unto him. That, my brothers and sisters, was a highly revolutionary word. But not everyone, my brothers and sisters, is willing to hear it. And all I can say to you again is that the grace of Yah, the gift of Yah, my brothers and sisters, has always been his law. What does the scripture say in Isaiah 42? Behold, my servant, my elect, and my soul delight, I put my spirit upon him, and he shall bring forth justice to the nation. And I shall wait for his what? His law. And if you go back and look at the verses earlier in the 41st chapter, it says whoever was not able to declare the word that it was declared from former times is an abomination. So what law are we talking about? Didn't he say he's the word from the beginning? Didn't the scripture say in Isaiah 48, he would come forth saying, oh, that you had kept my commands. How about the word of my conscience? Preserved it against all the tainting and aberrant intrusions of men. Oh, that you maintain what the Most High declared from the beginning, then your peace would have been as a river, and your righteousness as the waves of the sea, and I would not have beheld your descendants destroyed from before me. Meaning that every standard, fallen standard that men have exalted, being born of this world, and not seeking the greater truth of Yah, that he be born again after the pure, perfect word that is from the beginning, every one of those standards, my brothers and sisters, well, consider what Romans said. Death reigned from Adam to Moshe to Moses. Moshe. It means every one of these standards, my brothers and sisters, is falling short. Every single one of them. Not what men wish to hear. But the truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, is that comprehending the conscience of the Most High is not as simple as just reading a book and getting out of it what you will. People have done that. You've got 45,000 denominations of people who claim they believe in the Savior. So everybody's got a different concept of the one who delivers all men from all the illusions of the world. Our brothers and sisters, they even called the multitude of them all. They put them under the banner of what they call Judeo-Christianity. Wow. Judeo. How much pure after the ways the Most High gave to his children Israel is the beliefs among most of the churches. In fact, how much of these churches institutions that bring men out of the light, and how much are they still institutions that keep people in darkness? The word for church means people brought out of the world, on the divisions of it. confusions of it, unto the pure will of one, even brought out of the darkness and confusion of intermingled debate, feel doubt, feel contentious ideals, unto an invariant, pure, bright, and perfect light that sees beyond all the stumblings of human misconceit. Well, my brothers and sisters, by that definition, I don't see any churches. That might sound like a hard word, but the scriptures say in Isaiah 59, when Messiah appears, he will say, "It is the Most High said it's because when he looked, he saw no intercessor." I see too much scripture, my brothers and sisters, far too much, that I don't see being discussed in the churches. The secret city prophecies that are from one end of the book to the other, hard to hear anyone ever speak of them. In fact, I'm yet to hear a pastor that spoke about any of these things with the fervor that is necessary, if they spoke about them at all. And when they were, when they did speak to them, speak about them, in each and every case, I had to call attention to the verses. Why, brothers and sisters? Scriptures regarding that city that Messiah must appear from, that we must, in his confusion, expose all the lying stands of the whole world. Prophecies concerning that, my brothers and sisters, go all the way back to Genesis 14th chapter. Numbers 24, I've talked about it over and over again, how Numbers 24, 14th to 17th and 19th verse, talk about that city. Isaiah 15, 16. Isaiah 19, Isaiah 25, 26, 27, Isaiah 66, Hosea 11, Zephaniah 3rd. So many of these prophecies talk about this city. Isaiah, my brothers and sisters, 25 through 3, is nothing else but Revelation 16, 12 through 21. So many prophecies, my brothers and sisters, speak about that city from which Messiah must emerge to expose all the unrighteous of the world. But pastors don't want to talk about it, because the scriptures often relate at that time, all the rulers would be found treacherous. And they wouldn't have your audience. They wouldn't have you pulling out that folding stuff out of your billfold and out of your purses, if you knew the only opportunity you have for salvation is do exactly what Messiah told you to do as the Savior. He said your righteousness must exceed that of your rulers. Your concept of what is the law and the prophets in the fullness of that understanding must exceed that of all your rulers. Else he said you shall not enter the kingdom of Yahweh, because it is through hiding, denying, perverting, twisting these things that you never understand, even if you read them, the preciousness of those prophecies. Every dimension with my brothers and sisters, they blind your mind not to seek what the Most High said must be restored. They keep you in a house of bondage, prison houses. There's a reason why those scriptures talk about the gospel, says the Spirit of the Most High is upon me to preach good tidings of the gospel to the meek. Those who will be flattered after the short-sighted standards of men that choose to ignore so much truth will never find the salvation of God. Will never be made whole before him. We'll never be fully healed. But those, my brothers and sisters, who know that Messiah is going to call men's attention to everything said by the Most High through his holy prophets since the world began, know that if a whole world ignores the truth or has become fallen and foolish, deceived, they know that Yahweh will yet be true to all his word. They know that men will be called to attention with regard to all his word. And wherever men, my brothers and sisters, have died without that fullness of the law, men have perished without that law. That's why those of the early church rejoiced in hearing of the presence of what had been the presence of Messiah in the earth. Opportunity to be restored to a righteousness the world had long fallen from. Because scripture never said any fallen standard would be viable. When scripture says men fallen, but we've fallen from the faith again in 2 Thessalonians. Well, think about it. Men would have 45,000 denominations. They were true to the one faith. Abraham was not told that 45,000 denominations would be a blessing or a healing to the world.
In fact, my brothers and sisters, 45,000 denominations, all teaching something different, are a multitude of lies and curses. Traps, where my men compelled to think in their flattery that they've known enough. They don't seek the greater truth and are never made whole. In fact, oftentimes become argumentative and even rebellious when the greater truths are told. But my brothers and sisters, a word that gives consideration of all things, the gospel, where he said, go forth and teach all things. Certainly to consider and give obedience to all things that he has said. A word like this, my brothers and sisters, is going to test the nature of every single soul. I can only tell you, the very time that we have consecrated to, like the very hours we're in now, Shabbat. The very word Shabbat relates to the need to seek what in all things for the Most High is a remembrance of all things he has declared. For it is the very word relates peace, but a peace based upon seeking a complete remembrance of all that he has spoken. If men, my brothers and sisters, I can think about church houses, even among those who call themselves Messianic and Hebrews. There are verses, my brothers and sisters, institutions been around for 50, 60, 70, 80, 100, hundreds of years, some of them. And there's certain verses of scripture that have never been vocalized in them publicly once. Wherever they fall short, my brothers and sisters, these doctrines were not. I hope you hear me, were not the gospel, lest it be said that what Messiah said is sent forth. Well, lest it be said that something less than what Messiah said is sent forth could still be called salvation. Everybody walking after his own partial standard and polluted standard, my brothers and sisters, is not an agreement. It's not a holy covenant. The time will soon be known, and all the prophecies say it. And when Messiah comes to reveal all things, Scripture says point blank that his words will shut the mouths of all the peoples, that every mouth be silenced, and every man recognize what has been his guilt before Yah, that finally men might truly repent. That would be a blessed day when every man knows how to repent that he might know how to praise Yah. What did Paul and Shaul say? It wasn't Paul, it's Shaul. He said, I know nothing in which I'm guilty, but I might not be right in this. My judge is the Lord. He said, let us therefore not judge ourselves so wise by ourselves before the time. Before the time when Messiah himself comes to reveal the hidden things of darkness. They said the men means the hidden things that men have not considered. Hey, he's going to call everybody's attention and say, look here, didn't I say so and so and so and so? Why don't you preach this? Say, when he comes to reveal the hidden things that men have not considered, the things that are not easily observed, the things that men have a tendency to ignore, when he reveals those inconvenient truths that men in their institutions have sought to call inviolable. He said, then, I hope you understand me, and put it together for you. Then will every man recognize where he has been derelict in his duty. Then will every man understand where he has been negligent. Then will every man realize where his negligence has resulted in the sin and the damnations of many. And then will every man know, my brothers and sisters, and discern again what is righteousness, a full love for all the will of Yah. Then shall every man know how to praise, worship, believe Yah, whose very name means that he is all that he is. Abraham believed Yah. He believed Yah in the fullness that he is. When you see a word Yah, believe me, it relates the same thing as Yah as all that he is. And you see, I am that I am, Exodus 3:14. That word I am is like it's an abbreviation of the form of Yah, or him who is life, or him who is the existence. I am that I am, Eshed. The word means, my brothers and sisters, who, what, where, when, whenever, all that, everything, like, as to, toward, with, I am. Do you think the Most High denies any part of himself, my brothers and sisters, to maintain his existence and his constancy? Maybe, in fact, I know, my brothers and sisters, what is great and needed in this world is to refresh, of course, in discerning the principles of the Holy Name. Because believe me, my brothers and sisters, wherever men have taken the Holy Word, twisted or tainted in any dimension, it is vanity. It is not pleasing. The word for vanity means it is just simply the imagination that seems wise or acceptable unto men. It is vain. It is man exalting himself, man prudent in his own sight, not realizing what the scriptures also say in another place, that the thoughts of the Most High are very deep, and a brutish man is not one who discerns this. Oh, yes. What about 1 Corinthians, around the 8th chapter, it talks about if any man thinks he knows anything, he knows it not as he ought to know it. And if any man knows Yah, that's a fact already discerned by him. So often, my brothers and sisters, people look at the words and they don't really consider everything that's said. Yah so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him might not perish. Well, what does that mean? Those who don't believe in him as he is, lie on him, my brothers and sisters. Lie against the standard of truth. And my brothers and sisters, the scripture never said that lying against the Creator would be called faith. And it never said that this would bring forth life, but rather death. Messiah came, my brothers and sisters, that those who believe that they must seek beyond this world might have a teacher that is from beyond this world. And might discern and see, my brothers and sisters, what the world does not quickly understand. When the scripture says Messiah does not come by observation, easy observation. What it means, my brothers and sisters, is that his conscience is not one that everybody quickly discerns, especially if they've been taught something else or some other ideologue is the way of the Savior. 45,000 idol Jesuses. Will the real Yasha please stand up? We talked the other day, my brothers and sisters, about the scriptures, 1 Corinthians. Where the wise? Where the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Who then has been the disputer of this world? Where is the disputer of this world? Who is it that causes all the disputations? Hasn't the Most High already proven foolish the wisdom of the wise? The wisdom that seems wise in this world? The leaders who claim to be wise in this world? That men might recognize who indeed is the shepherd? That's what the scriptures say in Isaiah 44:20-45:6. And those scriptures are nothing else but Isaiah 4:5. Talks about one who proved foolish all the wisdom of the seeming wise of this world. That men might recognize who indeed is the one shepherd. But most people don't even understand who Messiah said he is. When he said, I'm the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star. Need that article on my website, just like the one called at hiddengospel.com called The Secret City Prophecies. You need that article there too, my brothers and sisters, that is called Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation to understand who Messiah said he is. Because there's a lot of prophecy, my brothers and sisters, relating to various titles Messiah's called by in the Old and New Testament, because men don't understand those titles and the prophecies that go along with them. Guess what? A lot of folks are going to be on the wrong boat, and frankly, my brothers and sisters, the one they choose to cruise on is a stinking, sinking, infection-filled mess that will never reach its course, never reach the goal. But that's not what everybody wants to hear. Even though the scripture says that broad is the road, or you can say broad and then many, are the roads that lead to destruction. But narrow and straight is the one road that leads to eternal life. He said, few are they that find it. Latter days, the scripture said, Messiah looked upon the world, and he didn't see any intercessor, none who petitioned for the fullness of his will, and none who said, restore, says in Isaiah 42. Other scriptures in Isaiah 49. Men counted him an enemy when he puts upon himself the whole armor. Good Lord, heaven help us. Isaiah 59. Men counted him an enemy when he chose to put upon himself the whole word of Yah as a zeal, as a cloak, that he perform all that is divine pleasure to restore fully what is a covenant, that it not depart from the mouths of his your descendants, no, descendants henceforth even forever. It's a whole lot of things in scripture, my brothers and sisters, that start talking about. A lot of folks in a lot of churches, I've had pastors tell me straight up, hey, we don't talk about those scriptures in our church. I've had people ask questions amidst the Bible studies and just say, hey, why don't you read scriptures like, for instance, Isaiah 60 and 12. Jeremiah 30, 10 through 11. And then I'll answer your questions. Pastors find out what it is if they didn't already know. And they call that Big Joe at the back of the congregation. They're standing overlooking everybody and say, hey, call him and get him out of here. Hey, you didn't do nothing but tell him to look at the scripture. Pastors didn't want to even know people to know it exists. Scripture says the nation that will not serve Israel, and Israel is brought back to that people that speaks no lies, does no iniquity, brought back to that pure, perfect, and irrevocable, invariant light. Scripture says the nation will not serve, how about Israel made light? So that nation will perish. Most High didn't want darkness to reign in the world anymore. Jeremiah says in 30:10-11, he'd make a full end of all the nations into which Israel is scattered. How about the nation that has scattered and divided his people under Mr. Legions? He will make a full end of them. There'll be no more distractions by which, at last he can speak to his people. There won't be anybody else misguiding them and misleading them not to listen, which is why the scripture says when he comes, he will say, keep silence before me, O you isles. Hearken to me, O you nations. Let my people renew their strength. Read Isaiah 41. Read Isaiah 49. Ask why the scripture says he had to silence all the misconceits of the nations, or silence all the various rulerships and priesthoods among the nations. As long as people believe somebody's lies, somebody's half-truth, where people are already standing upon faulty foundations, believing words that never get them out of the pit, but people, my brothers and sisters, folks are still just stuck. You ever stop to consider what the scriptures really have to say, my brothers and sisters? Most times going to have to expose every one of these illusions. But your pastors didn't want you to know that. Because their avocation depends upon your trusting them, rather than asking the Most High to reveal to you what is missing. What is missing? Father, don't know what I don't know. Don't know what I need to know. Don't know what something's been stuck in my head that's kept me from understanding the greater dimensions of your truth. But Father, you know. If you don't tell me, I won't know. Well, we're completely at his mercy. And if he tells us something, we ought to obey him, that we are taught, have an opportunity to be taught more. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Maintain the nature of what is my conscience. Don't let anybody intrude upon it or destabilize it or pervert or pollute it or denigrate it or take away from it in any way. You see, if you hold steadfast, remembering what I told you, say, I can tell you some more. But you keep forgetting what I told you. You don't examine for the fullness of the strength of what it contains. Forgetting that everything the Most High says and does, he does with reason. If you forget that, that you don't realize the preciousness of his words, the depth of his words, the wisdom that's in his words, how shall you grow? How should you be made whole, my brothers and sisters? Like I told you, Most High told me that, called me directly, and I'm thankful for that. Greatest wisdom is not what people think they know, but what they don't know. Greatest wisdom, my brothers and sisters, is not according to what men call righteousness, but what is the pure, perfect righteousness of Yah that was before all these divisions. What men call wisdom, looking at all the
diverse anomalies of this world. And then to see them under one title, as if they were under one title. My brothers and sisters, people haven't realized that's a perversion. You can't put 45,000 denominations under the holy name unless you take his name and twist it after men's vanities. Worth nothing. No longer a reference point. Here's the very name of the Most High, if it ceases to be a reference point, my brothers and sisters, you got some serious problems. And people haven't even asked the question why these scriptures like this exist. They haven't checked them for the fullness of their meaning. Okay, much I could tell you about this. If I told you what I do know about this, the verse I'm about to read, some people have been said I'd be vainglorious. But I can only tell you what the Most High told me directly. If I were to tell you exactly what he told me directly, would you be willing to hear it? But I'm just going to read this scripture, my brothers and sisters, Zechariah 13:1. He said, in that day shall there be a fountain open to the house of David and the inhabitants of Yerushalayim for sin and for uncleanness. In other words, something that will wash away every fallen standard, every fallen misruling standard, every polluted, perverse, incomplete, partial doctrine that refuses to give consideration to all the Most High has said, something that washed away all uncleanness. Again, every stinking lie, every half-truth, my brothers and sisters, because that's the nature of a liar. It will never tell you the whole truth. Hey, man has to learn how not to lie, my brothers and sisters. And that requires that men give consideration to all the Most High has said, that in everything he be true unto Yah. It's come to pass in that day, says the Most High, that I will cut off the names of the idols out of the land. How about the names of every idolatrous standard whereby, think about it, if the Most High gives a standard and men become presumptuous with regard to his word, shall the Most High count the one who dare to presume regarding his testimony as still yet viable? Or shall he count the one who would dare to presume with regard to the holy word disqualified? You think the Most High tells folks, go forth and preach what you think my words mean? Woo! Lord, heaven have mercy. And I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, many call themselves lords and rulers, but they just don't deserve a title that means that they are complete. Nor have they attained any form of mastery. I speak of one, my brothers and sisters, who is omniscient in his reason, understands everything that he says and why he says it, and why everything that he says is only a foundation for all else that he will say. So I cut off the names of the idols. How about the titles of every denomination and nation, whereby men have taken to themselves ideals, taking the words of the scripture, twist them as they would, or just simply ignore the words of the scripture altogether and come up with their own books. So I call off the names of the idols out of the land, and they shall no more be remembered. Whoa. No more be remembered. That means if a man wants to call himself a Baptist, a Methodist, a Presbyterian, a Catholic, Presbyterian, Seventh-day Adventist, wow, I can think of a lot of titles of a lot of denominations, Buddhist, Hindu, Muslim. What? My brother says, I'm going to tell you this now. When David Messiah is revealed and his faith is revealed, when Scripture says they walked out, that they overcome the mark of the beast, the standards of the nations and rulers, the Gentiles who would not reason. That word for beast, by the way, Goyim, means a multitude of unreasoning, folks who function in their carnality will not reason according to all the Most High says. Marks of the beast has to do with the same. You see, I cut off the names of the idols out of the land. How about every subtitle men have established will be no more? I said every subtitle men have called faith will be no more. If they are mentioned anymore, my brothers and sisters, it will be a sin worthy of death. If those doctrines are mentioned anymore, it will be counted a sin worthy of death.
Not because it will be, brothers and sisters, but because it already is. He said you shall have no other God before him. He said you shall not take his name in vain. You shall not twist it after any lesser standard of another. He said we're not count blameless the man who does this. That's why he said you shall not make yourself any graven image. Any misconceived after the mind of your own heart that is not true to his aspiration, my brothers and sisters, is an idol. I'll cut off the names of the idols, all false doctrine, all misrepresentations, all misimaginations, all presumptuousness out of the land. And they should no more be remembered, no longer celebrated. Wow. Easter, Christmas, Sunday, Bacchanalia, Saturnalia, Lupercalia. No more remembered. Easter, no more remembered. No longer a remembrance, no longer a celebration, no longer a memorial. The times men have set up to preserve corruptions under the guise of holiness will be no more. Men won't talk about having been, hey, American, Spanish, French, German, African, Asian, European. Men will talk about whether or not they got their conscience from Yah. Who shall ascend to the hills of the Most High? But he who has clean hands and a pure heart, hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor swore deceitfully, but receives his righteousness from the Holy One of his salvation. That is the righteousness of one. And righteousness, my brothers and sisters, is defined by man's pursuit, seeking to be true to all and everything the Most High has commanded that must be preserved, remembered, and obeyed. So your righteousness must see that of your leaders. And I say in this case your leaders, because Rome at the time had appointed over Rome, not only over Rome, but Roman rulers had appointed over, not over Rome, just Rome, but all Roman satrapies or nations that Rome had power over and had in some way, my brothers and sisters, had done what they always did. They felt, the rulers felt they had a right to appoint a priesthood. They appointed a Roman priesthood over Israel as well. They killed all the priests, my brothers and sisters, who wanted a true Jewish king and seed. Some few decades before the birth of Messiah, set up their own Sanhedrin, their own priesthood, their own councils over Jerusalem, that dared to say such things, they had no king but Caesar. And Messiah said, go forth and teach all nations everything he commanded. That sounds like not only was the Jewish priesthood being rebuked for its hypocrisy, so is every fallen standard across the world. And if any of these other standards were viable, my brothers and sisters, it's like saying that if Satan twisted something, he had a right to claim it, even forever. You better pray, my brothers and sisters, and thank the Most High that he said he redeemed mankind back to himself for those who had a heart to truly listen. He said, I will cut off the names of the idols, all every presumptuous standard, every time that men misadminister his word. He said, he's going to cut it all off from the land, no longer to be remembered. He said, man will give account for every foolish, fallen, idle word, every stagnating word man has spoken. He will give account for it in the judgment. The man forgot, my brothers and sisters, that lying against the Most, lying on the Most High is a sin. He said, in that day I would turn to the people of pure speech, pure language. How about I turn people toward a pure doctrine? How about everything that speaks of Yah will be spoken to with a common sense of definition? Men won't think the grace of Yah turns men aside from his law. Men won't think that faith unto salvation is by trusting what the diverse, among the diverse standards they see. Men will no longer believe, my brothers and sisters, that they've loved Yah while they've hated. The truth they never heard. You really think you believe in the invisible God by despising everything of him that he reveals beyond what is a worldly status quo?
Amazing. You may well think the love of Yah, my brothers and sisters, is the love of something other than absolute. They won't think that this word agape has anything to do with Yah anymore. Agape is a word for love created by pagans who had a love for all their pagan gods and none for the will of one. They felt that if you sought to praise only one god, you make the other gods jealous, and that wouldn't be good for the whole. Because it means you'd be offending some of the gods. Most High says the earth belongs to him. He made it and the forms thereof. And for man to feel that he has the right to take any of the territories or anything that the Most High created and seek to turn men aside and use it to turn men aside or entice men aside from his will. My brother says, men don't realize that it's sin. They got another thing coming. So if I return the people of pure speech, I'll return, restore the people. How about after a word pure as it is from the beginning? People debate today like, all get out. And a lot of folks begin a little upset at me when I say this now, but I'm going to go ahead and tell you. The name of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, the real name of the Most High. Most don't want to accept that what they have, they find in Scripture, is a tetragrammaton. It's an extraction from a longer name. In other words, we have four letters there. I tell you now, his name has more than four letters in it. I don't even tell you this, my brothers and sisters. I haven't seen a single tetragrammaton yet for the holy name that has all the consonants in it that are in it. A lot of folks don't like, might not like that when I said that. But remember the scripture says in Revelation 19, he has on him a name which no man knew but he himself. Most High talks about a name, my brothers and sisters, he would give to those who he finds worthy to receive it. Read through Revelation 2nd and 3rd chapter and understand what I'm talking about. Scripture says he would call his people by, in Isaiah 65, a name that he shall name. Messiah talks about in Revelation a few times, my new name. Do you really think, my brothers and sisters, Messiah is going to be revealed to this world with a title that everyone quickly knows or quickly discerns? When he says in Isaiah 49, he comes forth saying, listen to me, O isles, hearken to me, O you nations. The Most High is coming from afar, from the womb, from the body of my mother, that made mention of my name in the shadow of his hand as he hid me. Do you think he has a name that everybody just quickly recognizes the parameters of all of it? Article on my website called The Secret Name. You need to check it out. You might be stunned at what I put there. A lot of things I can tell you, my brothers and sisters. I can tell you now that the name of Messiah actually contains some 30-odd titles that the scripture said he would have. And they're all encoded in his name, if you understand it in the context of the original languages. Everybody's not ready for that. What that scripture calls about the one who's, well, the scripture says, talks about him surname, given a title of honor, Kana, Kana, Kana. Kane, Kane, Kane. Oh, my brothers and sisters, if I could tell you, if I were licensed at the moment to tell you all the things about that I could tell you, would you be prepared to believe? Or is it more necessary now that I give a foundation upon which to begin to understand? And those who can't believe it, my brothers and sisters, the day will come that I promise you that these things will all be revealed in their fullness of fruition, because what the Most High said miraculously he would do, I'm telling you now, he's already done. He's already revealed it. It's a done deal. The world's the one that doesn't yet quite know it. I can only tell you that when Messiah and the form of rule by which he shall rule this world from Jerusalem is revealed, it's going to be discerned in that day, my brothers and sisters, that none of the nations, none of the denominations, none of the institutions of man have even gotten close to it. If it had, my brothers and sisters, you'd already have the kingdom of Yah on earth. I tell you now, my brothers and sisters, Messiah has to raise the conscience to discern that level. You're hearing a man who's already seen third heaven. Most High has shown me the nature of the kingdom that must come to be brought to bear on this earth. I can only tell you the first time I saw it, I was stunned, because I knew absolutely that this is what the Most High desires on earth when he says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is on high. See, nothing on earth even close to it. A man has dared to believe after the level of disjunct thinking that he sees by which he is flattered in this world to remain after the course of allegiances to present kingdoms and men, that they're ready for that kingdom. Man, it's going to be a shock. Isaiah 28 says, in their terror for men understand the pull report, cloth is too short, warp is weak, insufficient for a garment. Men find out that all they thought they knew was not nearly enough to prepare for the kingdom of God. Like the scripture says in 1 Corinthians, they found out before, for all the men Yah had revealed to men, it was not enough for men to know Yah. So Yah had to send again the gospel from on high. And my brothers and sisters, established upon a platform and a formation of a name and a title that men before had not esteemed or fully known. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, when Messiah is revealed, that all things of holiness should be called by one title, one name, and very rigidly and precisely defined. If men decide to call that thing by another title that's already been tainted by some other man's thoughts, or brothers and sisters, the ones who shall do this shall be a curse upon themselves, all they say they love, and all the lands in which they dwell. So much prophecy speaks of it again and again. Most High is going to be called truly, my brothers and sisters, yes, by his name, but more than just by his name, but according to the truth of his thoughts. Who is it, my brothers and sisters, that knows that when the scripture says that Zephaniah 3:13, Israel, the remnant of Israel, should be a people that speaks no lies, no false doctrine. In other words, there's no aberrant thoughts in their thinking. They've overcome all the illusions that divide the world. Speak no lies, he said. They will do no iniquity, no inequity, no injustice. The words are true. What pleases Yah, and there's none among them to harm them, no one who can destabilize. I mean, my brothers and sisters, every single voice inspired is an asset toward the fruition of the solidarity that is the foundation upon which all things were made and made to survive. But man discerns, my brothers and sisters, just how much he has done to destabilize things. Will he still say that he was worthy to be, after such miscreant and inconsiderate thinking, exalted? The earth belongs to Yah and the fullness thereof. How many, my brothers and sisters, took control of lands ultimately to truly bless the land? Has man taken possession of lands to bless the land or to destroy it, whenever he has not considered the purpose for which Yah made it? Have men taken control of any nation, my brothers and sisters, or any territory, that all nations be blessed by the greater wisdom, or let's just say by the absolute wisdom of Yah? Or do you see every nation in some way flattering his people, fatally flattering his people, to think that some lesser standard is a compromise and hypocrisy against the perfect word, compelling people to still believe that such words of treachery and negligence are still yet sufficient?
I tell you something, brothers and sisters. Every title that man commonly knows in the world today, men have used it to shelter or give haven to some of their lies, some of their short-sightedness, some of their treachery, some of their inequity, injustice. Most High says, and I want you to think about this, when he revealed himself to his people coming out of Egypt, he told them not to take his name in vain. When he revealed himself coming out of Egypt, he told them to have no other God before him. Messiah said, if you love me, keep my commandments. How about maintain my conscience? Don't let anything of this world twist it. Not even yourselves. What do you think he meant, my brothers and sisters, when he said he shows mercy to thousands of generations who love him and keep, preserve, maintain? That word means keep, preserve, maintain, defend, guard. What do you think his commandments is? How about his commandments? How about the collective nature of his conscience? How about who preserve, my brothers and sisters, and reserve a place in their hearts always, that they might be filled with more and more and more of him? Till, my brothers and sisters, they are truly worthy to be called a holy people, loving him with all their minds, hearts, souls, and might. And believe me, brothers and sisters, nobody can do this until they know the truth. Messiah, my brothers and sisters, must come to reveal that truth, that it might be understood what the scriptures mean when it says, come to pass in the last days, all those who call upon the name of the Most High shall renew their strength. Come to pass in the last days, all those who call upon the name of the Most High shall be saved, made one, delivered from every lie. And in Jerusalem shall be deliverance. Peace. How about peace from every lie and every misrule? To those whom he has called. How about those who respond to his call, his message? Can man, my brothers and sisters, be delivered from every lie when the testimony they've heard is filled with them? There's a reason why the scriptures say not all have heard the preaching of the gospel. Not all have preached the gospel. Not all have preached the pure word. Pastors have preached what's necessary to preserve their pulpits, and kings have taught what is necessary to preserve their thrones. Isn't it time we discern, my brothers and sisters, the need to discern so much better, so much more? Messiah said, your righteousness must see that your leaders shall not enter his kingdom. Meaning that your leaders who teach you lesser standards are obstacle against your attaining it. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, that the standards that this world has called wise in its multiplicities, the Most High calls adversaries, obstacles. What they call Judeo-Christianity. I want you to think about this. Isaiah in the 8th chapter, in the 16th or 20th verses, says Messiah will come forth saying, bind all the testimony. In other words, see all of it together, all the testimony, all the law. Says you don't speak according to that word, that cumulative consensus, taking consideration of all the law and the prophets. Says there's no light in you if you don't do this. My brothers and sisters, Most High didn't call any form of darkness light. He didn't call any form of confusion light. He didn't call anything that would, listen to me, he didn't call anything that would keep you from seeing the greater truth light. Anytime then the men have the word, the written words, and miscontrive their meaning then, my brothers and sisters, to know what is said, not know why it's said, is to miss the point, is to err, is to sin. The message the Most High gave must be discerned true to its initial meaning. Anything else is a lie. Anything else, my brothers and sisters, calls men to lie down in sorrow. Think about Isaiah 50th chapter, 10th through 11th verse. He that is among you, let him be among you that has no light, that walks in darkness, or let's just say doesn't realize he's trusted in a lot of confusion, fusion of contradictive idea. He among you who has no light, that walks in darkness, and said, let him trust in him who is called by the name of the Most High. They say called by the name of the Lord in your King James Version. How about called by someone who called by the name of the Most High?
For the Most High is called worthy that he has taught to renew the strength of the people. Saying morning by morning, the Most High caused my ears to hear the teaching. I'm not turned back the rebellious way. That I should know how to declare a word to the weary, those who become spiritually undiscerning and weak. See, if any man went among you, walks in darkness and has no light, does not discern what is the pure, perfect truth. Said, let him hearken to the name of the Lord, one who is called by the name of the Most High, and be saved by his Savior. Hope you understand that. The standard that he calls one, supreme, sovereign, the consummate conscience, El. And it said, be saved or made whole by his Elohim. Why? Because this is one, my brothers and sisters, whose conscience the Most High himself has granted. I look forward to the day, my brothers and sisters, that so much foundation word I'd have to speak about in order to make so much of what I'm talking about to you clear. I look forward to the day, my brothers and sisters, that these truths will no longer be something that most people don't have. Scripture says, to whom shall they teach knowledge? To whom shall they make to understand the report? Men weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast, barely. In other words, don't have the foundation upon which to understand, if you will, a meaty, a meaty word, a deep word, a dense word. Don't have what's necessary. Don't have the chops to chew and digest it. To whom should he teach knowledge? To whom should make them drawn? To whom should make them understand the report? Most of them barely drawn from the milk. Barely weaned from the milk. The best and drawn from the milk. Not ready for strong meat. Didn't have enough, my brothers and sisters, to mature. Didn't even know it. Well, Most High has a promise. He's going to raise the conscience of his people again. But it will only be for those, my brothers and sisters, who have a great love of the truth and realize the need to discern so much more. Messiah said, I make no request for the world. That those who don't realize the need to seek an absolute word, who can be content with the corruptions that are in it, he said, I make no request for it. Philippians, you need to read 2nd and 3rd chapter, actually says that if men don't seek the perfect word of Yah in this corrupt world, if they don't seek the perfect word, like Scripture says in Jacob, you must do, surrounded by a multitude of provocation. Scripture says you're still an enemy against the very reason why Messiah gave his life, and he gave his life to be Lord, to establish one standard, not a multitude of partial standards resulted of man's negligence in an already divided world. What did I tell you about the nature of a liar? Never tell you the whole truth, because he's still got a faulty foundation he wants you to hold to, that he might exploit you. The grace of Yah, the gift of Yah, my brothers and sisters, that Most High reveals himself that you might not be exploited by those who hide the truth, to keep you blind and keep the humanity self-righteous and imprudent. I look forward to the day, my brothers and sisters, when that foundation that I'm talking about, the fullness of that foundation I'm talking about, is steadfast in the minds. Think about it. If you knew that all your leaders were going to be condemned as devils, deviant before the Most High, because they compel the people to be proud of some lesser standard, would you trust in your leaders, or would you seek to find the truth they hadn't told you? I know the Most High told me before I understood any of these things. He told me the greatest wisdom is not what people think they know, but what they don't know. And it compelled me immediately to begin to look for all the deepest things of the scriptures, all the verses of scriptures that men are likely to overlook. Most I started doing some amazing things, like verses of scripture started leaping off the page like they had light on them, lit up, jumping off the page, steam, like the word saying, hey, don't miss this. This is an important point. In fact, my brother says, I mean, one time in the midst of a highly inspired study, hey, words were jumping. Yes, they were. But in the midst of it, and I'm here, I'm thinking that I'm really getting some heavy revelation. Most of them told me to dig deeper. Wow. What I'm supposed to do? He told me that I seek all his word and seek the confirmation of all his word. Or he told me I could stop right then and there. He wasn't going to accept anything less. What do you do with something like that? If you're wise, brothers and sisters, you realize the gift in what he said. Because it means he intends to give a gift that help your mind to remember everything that he declared for the blessing of his people. That's what the Holy Spirit does. If everyone takes in consideration and remembers everything the Most High declares to consider it all together, they can be only one piece. That's the scripture said in Isaiah 48. He would come forth saying, there's no peace for those who deny any part of his law. So he said, listen to me, O owls. Hearken to me, O you nations. Isaiah 45 says the same one. He said, draw to me and be saved all the ends of the earth. For among men, I alone am a just one and a savior. How many want to understand those prophecies, my brothers and sisters? And why did the pastor not tell you? Every prophecy in the Bible, one of the biggest secrets in it, is that Messiah comes to reprove all the leaders wherever they've fallen short. Those who have a love of the truth, even if it means their own humility, or will be ready to accept that reproof, because it means that finally the world will have opportunity to be saved. As judgment day and salvation day are one and the same, and that a discretion the world has not had, it will finally receive. To his mighty honor and praise always, I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. Hallelujah! And I thank you all again. Listen.
You got the words to change a nation, but you're biting your tongue. You spent a lifetime stuck inside.